आज मन राम चरण दिन राती, भज मन राम चरण दिन राती,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राती, भज मन राम चरण दिन राती,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राती, भज मन राम चरण दिन राती,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राती, भज मन राम चरण दिन राती।
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
number 263, it is said, yat chakasti anaparam paratparam pratyak ekrasam atmalachanam. Atmalachanam, nature of atman. What is the nature of atman? It is said, yat chakasti. Chakasti means science, self-evolution, science. Number two, anaparam, beyond which there is nothing. Beyond that truth, there is nothing. Anparam. Paratparam. Paratparam means beyond maya. Beyond unmanifest maya. Pratyak is the innermost. Is the most subtle. It is with all of us. Innermost. Ekarasa. Same is as in everybody. Experience of everybody in deep sleep is same. Experience of bliss of all people in past. And if we realize in this world, it will be same, ekras. So whatever Shankaracharya experience, we will also experience same ras, ekras, atmalachanam. It is our own atma. So this atman here, chakasti, it's science. Anaparam, beyond this, nothing is there. Paratparam, beyond this maya, it is there. Paratparam. Then Pratyak, it is the innermost self in all of us. Ek rasam, same essence in all of us. That is the Atmalacham. What is that? Satchit Sukh, Satchit Ananda. This Atman is Satchit Ananda. Then Anantam, infinite. Whole this thing is finite. Up to Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET, whole thing is finite. And how is that? It has to be different from all this, therefore it has to be infinite. Abhyam, this is all destructible. So this has to be immutable. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani, that Brahman you meditate in your heart. You know the meaning of heart also. In next verse it says, uktam artham imam atmani swayam bhavayet. Uktam artham, what is indicated truth? We have already discussed in earlier verses, what is indicated truth? Indicated truth is that jiva brahma aikya. Subject matter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Upanishad, Ramayana is only one. Always remember one sentence. It is jiva brahma aikya or jiva ishwar aikya. This is the purpose. So uktam artham, what is already indicated in our previous sloka or previous verses, that artha imam atmani swayam bhavet. You are that, think that way. Imam atmani, in your atma, swayam atma, bhavet, you meditate that way in your own self. Bhavet. Prathita yukti, yukti bhi dhiya. Prathita, as recognized earlier, as said earlier, yukti bhi by reasoning, dhiya by the intellect. So whatever is said earlier, whatever is said in the scripture, apply your yukti, logic, and by your intellect, you reach there. How that is to be? Sansay adi rahitam karambubad. Sansay adi rahitam. Should not be any doubt. There should not be any doubt between Jai Brahmam Aikya and Jeev Ishwar Aikya. Sansay adi rahit. No doubt. And how that knowledge should be? Kar ambubat. On the kar, on your hand, ambu, water is there. Is there any doubt in your, that you are seeing water on your, no? Similarly, the knowledge should be that clear. So that is why we have always telling from day one that whatever we study, that knowledge should be with doubts. That should be doubt free. If the knowledge should be doubt free, if there is doubt, what will happen? You will not walk that path. If you are not clear about karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, what will happen? Oh, pata nahi. Karma yoga karke hoga ki nahi hoga. If you know the science, if this is the science behind it, then it will happen. If there is a doubt, you will not walk. Bhakti, nahi karenge. Gyan, abhi time nahi hua hai. Many people, abhi time nahi hua hai. Gyan ka. Okay. Tena tattva nigamo bhavishyati. And just like the water in the hollow, you by these means, without doubt, you meditate and get that tattva. Tena tattva, that truth, nigamo, whatever is said in scripture, nigam, bhavishyati, it will happen. You will regain it. Next, let me read what Gurudev has said. The deeper significance of what has been declared earlier in the set of meditative verses is to be contemplated upon in the heart. Thoughtfully feel within yourself to experience it. With an intellect that has been trained to argue and discuss in the line of great scriptures, don't allow your intellect to argue in any other way. the tark, the logic, you should follow the scripture. Whatever way the scripture is telling, you have to follow. Hence the term recognize argument, pratita yukti bhi, has been used here. Every science has its own technique of analysis, and a student of that science alone knows how to analyze the theme. A doctor knows the technique of analyzing the symptoms and diagnosing the disease. Similarly, at the beginning of his career, a lawyer will have to practice with other proficient lawyers and achieve the mastery over thinking in line with the existing laws of the land. In all professions, there is a way of thinking, the intellect that has been trained in the technology of logical thinking in the science of reality alone can come to experience this truth without a trace of doubt. Just as if one is holding a spoonful of water in the hollow of one's palm, one have no possible doubt about it, by such a direct experience reach the state of realization of the self, which is beyond all doubts and despair, says Acharya Shankara. So it can be attained. And Shankaracharya is saying can be attained. Next verse, 265.
Swabodhamatram parishuddha tattvam.
Swabodhamatram
vijnaya sange nipravacca sainye.
Vijnaya sange nipravacca sainye.
Tadashraya svatmani sarvada sthitah.
Tadashraya svatmani sarvada sthitah.
Vilapaya brahmani vishvajatam. Swabodhamatram parishuddha tattvam vijnaya sange nripavaccha sainye tadashraya svatmani sarvada sthitah vilapaya brahmani vishvajatam.
Swabodh matram parisuddha tattvam vigyaya. Vigyaya, realize it. Vishesh gyan, not only theoretical knowledge. Vishesh gyan, you experience it, vigyaya. What vigyaya? Parisuddha tattvam, pure reality. Pure reality means free of ignorance. There is no more ignorance, gyan nahi hai. And how is that swabodh matram? It is knowledge absolute. Is knowledge absolute, is not knowledge of anything, not knowledge of any object. Swabodhamatram. So vijnaya, having known it theoretically, then you meditate on this and realize it. That is vijnaya. So what way should you know it? Swabodhamatram. Swabodhamatram, that absolute knowledge is me. There is absolute knowledge, that is not complete knowledge. That absolute knowledge is me. So we have to come up to that stage. How you will come up to that stage? First you have to listen about it. Then mananam. Then after that nididhyasan. Then you come to realize you are that tattva. Gurudev called it the knowledge objectless awareness. There is total awareness, but there is no object. There is total awareness when there is no object, no thought. Again, come to Upadesha are very helpful. Aham vritti, adham vritti, and suddham. Are you able to visualize? Aham vritti and idam vritti, ego and idam vritti, they are all thoughts. They are all inner things. In idam vritti, there is always an object. I am seeing chair, I am seeing table, I am seeing book. Object is there. Gurudev says it is objectless awareness. What is this objectless awareness? No vritti. It is not abhav. It is awareness. Just like think of a light, self-effulgent light illuminating, and on which is covered by aham vritti. Ego covers this whole thing. continuously there. And the idam vritti, different type of vrittis are coming. Varieties of vrittis are coming. Aham vritti knows all these vritti. But who is illuminating? This Shuddha Aham is illuminating Aham vritti and idam vritti. If those two vrittis are not there, what will remain there? Shuddha Aham is there. Therefore, Gurudev says it is objectless awareness, total awareness, but no objects, no thoughts there. Parishuddha tattvam, extremely pure. There is no impurity at all there. Tadasraya savatmani sarvadasthitaha. Tadasraya, resting in that knowledge. Resting in that knowledge means resting in that I am that Brahman. Tadasraya. Swatmani, in one's own self. Sarvadasthita, always remains established in that. Sarvadasthita, always remains. Okay, so abiding in that knowledge after Shravan, again and again this process will be told. Meditation is to be done without Shravan and without meditation is to be done after Shravan and after Manan. Then it will happen. Sanghe Nripavachya Sainya. Sanghe Nripavachya Sainya. Sanghe. Sanghe means, this is called Sangha. Sangha means assemblies. Like car is an assemblage of many parts. This is called Sangha. Therefore they have got assembly line. Each person fits different parts. So this body is also a sangha. What is this sangha? In the footnote you will find sarir, indriya, prana, ahankara, rupa, karya, karan, sangate. This body is an effect, it's a karya. And it's also cause, also karan. With this we do many things, then it becomes cause also. So it is a sanghat, it is an effect. And what are the parts? It is written here, sarir, indriya, pran, ahankar, roop, etc. Nripavat cha sainya. Nripavat, like a nripavat, nrip means raja, king. The king has got his army, he is the head of the army, he gives instruction, go and fight, defend our border, but he is sitting in the palace. And all the soldiers are acting on his behalf. He is not affected by whatever they are doing at the border. He is not being killed. Similarly, inside us, in this Sanghat, there is one entity which is Atman. In his presence, all the organs of perception and actions, they are working. And whatever they are, good or bad, whatever they are doing, and Atman is we are not referring today to explain further.
Red room.
Red room. Or the screen. Second example we saw in our creation, creator and beyond. Screen is never affected. Whether there is a fire scene or a flood or the earthquake or rain or havoc, whatever is there, screen is not affected. Similarly, the Atman is not affected. That we have seen many, many times. Atman is never affected by any of our actions, good or bad. Tad asraya, asraya, support of Sanghat is that Atma Tattva. Without Atma Tattva, this Pancha Mahabhut will disintegrate. Without that Atma Tattva, this Pancha Mahabhut will immediately disintegrate. Because it is there, in its presence, everything is happening. We have seen in our Natak Deep Prakaran, in the presence of the light, whether the dance is going on or it is not going on, that light is illuminating. Whether the stage is full of artists, it is illuminating. Stage, nobody is there, it is illuminating, nobody is there. Similarly, the Atman is illuminating all thoughts. When the thoughts are not there, in the deep sleep also it is illuminating that there is only abhavakar vritti, there is no vritti. Therefore you experience sukh. So what is giving dukh? Vritti. If vritti is there, you are experiencing dukh. If vritti is not there in the deep sleep, vritti is there. There is no vritti, there are no thoughts. Therefore, no dukkha. Where it is experienced, vrittis are coming in mind. Therefore, all sukh dukkha are experienced in mind. So there are two words in use here. One is vigyay. In the, you see, in the second line, the word is vigyay, and then the fourth line it is bilapaya. Bilapaya means merge. Bilapaya brahmani visvajatam. Bilapa means merge. Brahmani into Brahman, Vishwajatam, the universe. Merge the whole universe in Brahman. Merge whole universe into Brahman. Okay. So what is to be merged and in whom? So merger should be in Brahmani, in Brahman. And what should be merged? Vishwajatam, whole universe. What is universe? Mind is universe. All thoughts are only universe. So long the mind is awake, the universe is there. When mind is not awake, no universe for you. If I am awake, the universe is there for me. But if I am sleeping, no universe. Okay. So world means what? Thoughts. Thoughts arise. And thoughts and also. Therefore it says man eva viswam. Man is viswa. So merging all thoughts in that total awareness is said here. Bilapaya. Bilapaya brahmani viswajatam. So merge all thoughts in meditation. What we are doing? We are merging all thoughts in brahmani. We are trying to come to the state of thoughtlessness. We reach that thoughtlessness state every night when we are in deep sleep. We reach there. So never say we cannot attain thoughtlessness state. We achieve that state every night. If we are able to do that in waking state, if I can make my mind free of thoughts, no aham vritti and no idam vritti, then what will remain? Shuddha aham will remain. That's all. This is samadhi. This is samadhi. So don't merge viswajatam universe in abhav. We always merge in abhav, in absence something. No. It is not absence. There is always awareness. So after getting up of dhyan, people ask, many people ask, I don't know whether I have been in samadhi or not. There can be only two answers to this. Either you are in samadhi or you are in sleep. So how will you ascertain? See your posture. How was your posture when you got up from the samadhi? If it's like this, understand you were in sleep. When you get up, then you check your posture. How is that? Another way of merging also is there. Another, this is gross method. From Brahman came Maya. Maya is the power, or we call it Abhyakt also. Unmanifest. From unmanifest came Akash, Agni, Jal, Prithvi. Now if you want to merge it, what you have to do? Merge prithvi into water, water into fire, fire into air, air into space, space into abhyakt, abhyakt into bilapaya. This way you can merge. So method of merging, there are two. Number one is from the five elements side, and number two, all thoughts. Merging all thoughts अहमृति एंड इदमृति, आई होप यू हैव अंडरस्टूड अहमृति एंड इदम, मर्ज अहमृति एंड इदमृति वेयर इन दैट कॉन्शियसनेस इन दैट शुद्ध अहम, दैट इज मर्जर. नेक्स्ट वर्ड.
बुद्धो गुहायां सदसद्विलक्षणम्.
बुद्धो गुहायां सदसद्विलक्षणम्.
ब्रह्मास्ति सत्यं परमद्वितीयम्.
ब्रह्मास्ति सत्यं परमद्वितीयम्.
तदात्मनायोत्र वसेत् गुहायां. पुनर्नतस्यांग गुहा प्रवेश. बुद्धो गुहायां सदसद्विलक्षणम्. ब्रह्मास्ति सत्यं परमद्वितीयम्. तदात्मनायोत्र वसेत् गुहायां.
बुद्धौ गुहायां सत असत विलक्षणम् ब्रह्म अस्ति. इन बुद्धि गुहा, इन द केव ऑफ इंटेलेक्ट, सत असत विलक्षणम् डिस्टिंक्ट फ्रॉम द ग्रॉस एंड सटल, ब्रह्म अस्ति. ब्रह्म इज देयर. The address of Brahman is known. Where is Brahman? It is in the cave of intellect. And it is different from Sat and Asat. Different from Sat and Asat, different from manifest and unmanifest. Different from gross and subtle. All thoughts are subtle. So it is different from the subtle thoughts, different from the gross thing. He stays there, buddhi guhayam. So what he is saying, that peep in your buddhi, but we have got a bad habits of peeping in others' house. Shankaracharya is saying, peep in your buddhi. Brahmasti, there Brahman is there. Go into the intellect. See, you will find him there. Okay. That tattva is neither gross and subtle. Subtle becomes gross. So he is different from gross and subtle. Brahmasti satyam paramatityam. And what is his nature? Satyam, existence. Param, it is supreme. Advitiyam, non-dual. So when you go inside the cave of Gupa, what is that Gupa? Gupa of intellect. There is no gate there, you know. There is no gate there. You just enter. In Himalaya also you will find there are a lot of guhas, no gates. But you will find it is a darkness inside. But if you walk in, you will find some Swami Guhananda there sitting inside. Similarly, here also he said, he is present there. Satyam, it is truth. That Shuddha Aham is the truth, reality or existence. And that reality is supreme, param. There is nothing beyond that. And that is non-dual. It is one and one alone. Advitiyam, non-dual. Okay, that we have seen in our Keno Upanishad also. Pratibodha Matram. In each thought he is there. Pratibodha Matram. Pratibodha. In each thought he is illuminating. And drishyate tu agraya buddhaya susuchmaya, in the Katho Upanishad it is said that you can see him. But what type of buddhi is required? Sushma buddhi is required. Not gross buddhi. Sushma buddhi is required. With the gross buddhi you can have Nobel Prize also. But the noble laureate also have to have a sukshma buddhi to understand the self. So sukshma buddhi is required. So Shankaracharya says, one who stays in that cave, tad atmana ya atra vaset guhayam, tad atmana, as that Brahman, yaha, he who, atra, here, vaset guhayam, vaset means dwells, guhayam, in the cave of intellect. So one who stays in that cave and realize Brahman as his own self, atma rupena. So we have to realize that Brahman as our own atma, atma rupena. What will be result? What will be result? ये तो पहले बताना चाहिए था. I will try. पुनः न तस्य अंग गुहा प्रवेश. पुनः means again. न not. तस्य for him. अंग गुहा प्रवेश. Entry into the cave of body that is mother's womb. He will not enter mother's womb again. So no more enters into the mother, womb of a mother. He dwells in Brahman. He dwells in Brahman. So there is sorrow in the womb also. It is dirty, dark, no movement. One who dwells in guha, in the intellect, that is Brahman. And one who dwells in the guha of womb is a jiva. Are you getting? One who dwells in the gufa, in the cave of intellect, is Brahman. One who dwells in the womb of mother is a so you become free from birth and death. No more birth. Many people ask this question, what will happen after dhyan? If the dhyan is shravan krit, manan krit, nididhyasan krit, three conditions are there. Shravan krit, manan krit, nididhyasan krit. Then you enter into the gufa of intellect. If you have got the aparoksha anubhuti, direct experience, that means there is no more birth. No more birth. Otherwise, punarapi jananam, punarapi marnam, punarapi janari, jatare sayanam. If you don't meet your own true self, which is in the cave of intellect, in this life, what will the result? Punarapi. Punarapi. So topic of meditation is over now. Memorize these verses, chant and revel in that Brahman, mentally chant. Don't take the help of any CD or any other audio system. Therefore, you have to memorize it first. Revel in that. Now, word meaning you know very well. Otherwise, go back, listen, and try to find out the meaning of the each word. Each word is indicating to that tattva only. And in this way, you realize it. So far we have covered many topics. Guru Lakshan in Vivek Churamani, so far what we have done. We have done Guru Lakshan, Six Lakshan, Six approaching Guru, asking seven questions. That all we have seen. And teacher explains Vedant principle, importance of the self-knowledge. There is no liberation without knowledge. Just now we saw. Without that aparoksha anubhuti, no liberation, no mukti. Then it was also said that sense objects are very strong. We did the pancha kosha vivek also. We did the sarir traya vivek also. And Shankaracharya has taken each course and proved that each ghost is not Atman. That exercise also we did. Then, what is the nature of Brahman? That also we know. Nature of Brahman with the 10 meditative verses, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, and all these things, Abhyam and all that. So whole Vedanta, we know what is Brahman, what is Satchidanand, we know it now. Do you have any doubt about that? No doubt. But there is a big problem. What is that problem? Truth is known, there is no doubt about Brahman. I understand Brahman as per Shruti and Yukti. Science is very clear to me now. What is Brahman, I know. What is Atman, I know. I know Jeev and Brahma Ekya also. But I don't experience Brahman. I don't feel that Brahman is me. Intellectually I know. But I don't experience that bliss also. Samajh mein aata hai, but I am not experiencing it. I did Shravan, ignorance is removed. I did Manan, there is no doubt. It's not there. But there is still one hurdle. What is that hurdle? Viparaya or Viparit Bhavana is still there. It is wrong notion. It is opposite of truth. Something is still there which is opposing. That is just opposite of the truth. So Shankaracharya is taking up that topic now. The heading here is written, Give Up Vasana, the Method, verses 267 to 276. So what is this wrong notion? What is this wrong notion? You see, all our sources arise from only two wrong notions. Only two. So we don't have many enemies, you know. All problems arise from only for two wrong understanding. What is that? Anatmani Atmabuddhi. Anatmani, this vasana, BMI, PFT, OET is all anatma. We think this is atma. Source of all problem number one. Anatmani Atmabuddhi. And second is Jagati Satyabuddhi. This Jagat, object, emotions and thought. This Jagat seems to me real. It is giving me joy. It is solid. I am transacting with the world. And Vedanta is saying this world is asat, not even mithya. It is not there at all. Vedanta, who will prove that brother, this Jagat is asat? Many times I have explained. Jagat is asat. Because it is negated in the deep sleep, it is asat. In the deep sleep, sat is there. Sat means Satchidanand is there in deep sleep also. Satchidanand is there in the dream state also. Satchidanand is there in the waking state also. In all three states, Satchidanand is there. Therefore, Satchidanand is called sat. But the world is asat because that world is negated in deep sleep. World is not there. Therefore, world is asat. But don't think it is not there, it is there. According to Vedanta, it is called asat because it is negated. Sat can never be negated. Therefore, world is asat. So we know the real nature of Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar. Understanding about the Tattvamasi is also clear. I am Brahman, I am Ishwar. You have explained very well. Consciousness plus Avidya is Jeev. Consciousness plus Satyapradhan Maya is Ishwar. And negate this Upadhis of Ishwar and Jeev. Consciousness of this is one same consciousness. Everything is very clear. We have got no doubt. Everything is absolutely clear. We also know, you explained by the way of superimposition and negation. On the screen you superimpose so many things and then you all negated all things. So that also we understand. But still the problem is there. One factor is very strong in all of us. That factor is vasana. That factor is vasana. Inherent tendencies. impressions of millions of our previous lives. We don't know how many vasanas we have got. They don't disturb us, otherwise we will go crazy. If all the vasanas manifest at a time, dimag phat jayega. They don't allow us to enjoy bliss. They are stubborn. They pull us down. We are trying to remove, but it is difficult to get rid of them. They are habits, and habits die hard. I know it is wrong, but can't overcome. I know it is wrong. Smoking, I know it is wrong. It is bad for health. All doctors know it, but still many doctors smoke also. Can't leave. Habit. Can't leave. So all habits are vasana. Vasana makes mind impure. It brings us down. We listen to higher thoughts, but still have likes and dislike, infatuation. Listening for Vedanta for more than 5 years here. But still we have got the likes and dislikes. Thakur Ramakrishna used to give a beautiful example of eagle flying very high, but his eyes are always on the dead bodies on the earth. See how beautiful example the Mahatmas gave. We soar high in the Vedanta class, go up, but where are the eyes? According to the vasana, likes and dislikes, again we come down. So vasana comes from the word vas, the smell, and you know, in kindle life you have studied, if you cut an onion with a knife, what will happen? In the knife will have a smell. Or if you touch a rose with your finger, you will get the smell of. Similarly, whatever actions we do, the impressions are there in the mind. It is not gross action. Even if you think and you don't speak, impression will be there. If you think good about us or ill about us, both will be, impressions will be there. Now Shankaracharya takes up that topic of viparit bhavana. Because of vasana, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsar, everything comes. It is all because of vasana. The whole culprit in all this thing is this weak. And that is we have to tackle in this life. So we have to uproot them. If we want to get the benefit of this, we have to uproot, remove this vasana. Mahatma gave a beautiful example. Pure milk cannot be kept in dirty pot. What will happen? Milk will be spoiled. Oh, you all agree, na? We all agree. Similarly, pure knowledge cannot be kept in dirty mind. Are you getting? What I mean by dirty mind is because of the vasana. If the mind is infested with the vasana, then the pure knowledge it cannot hold. Therefore, what is first step? Purification of mind is the first step. Second step? Jnana, khatam. Second step is jnana, chitta shuddhi. So this adhyatma vidya, raj vidya, keeping in the dirty mind, it will not remain there. People with peaceful mind, having little bit of knowledge, they experience more peace. People with less knowledge but pure mind experience sukh. Or people having all knowledge but with dirty mind, they don't experience peace. So Vedanta is talking about this chitta shuddhi since beginning. We don't give importance to chitta shuddhi. In empirical world also chit suddhi gives dividend. If your chit suddhi is there, purification mind is there, in the empirical world also you will get dividend. Certainly you will get dividend. Because our Shastra says, abhyudaya nisreyas. When you follow these values, then your automatically chitta suddhi will start happening. And abhyudaya nisreyas, material prosperity here and hereafter. Moksha also is guaranteed. So we should give more importance to purity of mind, introspect. If you are not experiencing joy, then mind is narrow. If you cannot give space to others, how can you claim sarva vyapakta? If your mind is narrow, you cannot give space to a person there and you want to sarva vyapak. Ho sakta hai? Sarva vyapakta, all pervading, it will never happen. So if vasana is there, then viparit bhavana is also there. If vasana is there, then viparit bhavana. It is just opposite of this. Viparit bhavana is there. And viparit bhavana will go away only with the right bhavana. Right bhavana. Agyan will go away with only gyan only. So Shankaracharya give a solution for the problem. It is difficult to remove one habit. How difficult is to bring a person out of smoking or drinking or drugs? In the society, you will see many people addicted to drugs, drinking, smoking. Acha chhod do, nail biting. You ask that person what happiness you are getting by nail biting. What joy you are getting, what taste is in the nail. People are biting nail. It's so that you don't understand, but the other person understands, you are worried. That is why you are nail biting. But he himself never thinks that way. Habit, even if you leave a bit, still remains. It's very, very difficult. Even if you remove a bit, remain. Even if you remove B, it remains. Even if you remove I, very difficult. Verse number 267.
Gyate vastunyapi balavati. Vasananadiresha.
Vasananadiresha.
Karta bhoktyapyahamiti drida.
Yasya samsara hetu
pratyak drishtatmani nivasata sapaneya prayatnat muktim prahustadiha munayah. Vasanatanavam yata Gyate vastunyapi balavati Vasananadiresha Karta bhoktyapahamiti drida Yasya samsara hetuhu Pratyak drishtatmani nivasata Sapaneya prayatnata Muktim prahustadiha munayah Vasanatanavam yata
Gyate vastuni api balvati vasana anadi esa. Gyate vastuni api. Even we come to know about that truth, we did sravan. Gyate vastu, I know Atman, I know Brahman. Api, even knowing, after knowing that, balavati vasana anadi esa, anadi, beginningless time. We don't know how many times we have taken birth. Anadi. vasanas are there. How is that? Balvati is very strong. Strong vasanas are still there. Even after realization of truth, there remains a powerful, beginningless, deep impression. Seekers know the truth but is not able to abide in it. Seeker knows the truth but not able to abide in it. Dhrida nahi ho sakta usme. Is not firm in that. I know fire is hot. I don't try to touch it. I know the whole world is asat. But jagati satya bhuti never goes away. Stays there. Why? Vasana. And this vasana is very powerful. Vedant does not get registered. So long we are here, aham brahmasmi, we understand. The moment we go out of the hall, vasana smiles. Gone. Aham brahmasmi, gone. Balvati vasana. So we know about Atman from Shastra. Panchakosh is not Atma, that we know. But ya vasana asya sansara hetu, it is the hetu, it is the cause. This vasana is the cause of the whole sansara. Because of this vasana, we will be taking birth after birth. According to our likes and dislikes, we will be continuing. Then okay, Shankaraji says, okay, I will tell you a little bit. What is this mean vasanas? I will tell you. Karta bhokta api aham iti dridha ya asya sansar hetu. Karta. I consider myself karta. Since I am karta, I am bhokta also. I want to enjoy sansar, objects of the world. Api aham iti, aham is I am, ego, karta. Dridha, firm, ya asya sansar hetu, which is the cause of birth, sansar hetu, it is the cause of birth. Karta, bhokta. What is the definition of karta in tattvabodh? Aham karta iti, ahankar, it is ahankar. Bhokta, enjoy, I want to enjoy. But who is really karta and bhokta? Truly speaking, jeev is not there. There are two things only there. One is atma and atma is karta. Atma is a karta. If atma is a karta, another thing is anatma. Then who is doing? Prakriti is doing. Guna gunesu vartante. In Gita we have seen. It is a prakriti which is doing. Prakriti is inert, but in the presence of Brahman or our sangat, our body, mind, intellect, works in the presence of Atman. The presence of Atman is essential, but the Atman is akarta. Atman is akarta, therefore Atman is never tainted by anything. Jeev is misnomer. We consider ourselves jeev and we are in the trap. Ahankar vimudhatma karta hamiti manyate. Gita says, ahankar vimudha, I am the doer. Are aap kahan se aage? There are only two things, atma and anatma, we know. And we know guna gunesu vartante, prakriti is acting. Who are you? You are atma or anatma? If you are atma, then you are not karta. So karta bhokta api aham iti dridhaya asya sansar hetu. This is the dridh, we have got the firm conviction that I am karta. I am bhokta. So we have to contemplate on karta and bhokta. Don't take it lightly, karta and bhokta. Go deep down into it. Find out who is karta. Take the help of Bhagavad Gita. Very clearly Lord has said, so can anyone become karta bhokta without identifying with the body? No. You need a body. Without body, how can you become karta bhokta? So we all have deha buddhi or anatmani atma buddhi. We identified with the deha and after that we say, I am karta and bhokta. In deep sleep, no dehoham, no world, no sorrow. In deep sleep, we are not identified with the body. Our ego is identified only with the causal body. If you remember correctly, when we are in the waking state, our ego is identified with causal body, subtle body and gross body. All three bodies are active. When you are in the dream state, our ego is identified only with the two body, that is causal body and subtle body. And in the deep sleep state, that ego is identified only with causal body. Not even subtle body. So we are not aware. In the dream state or in the deep state, we are not aware about the body also. Dridha, this is firmly rooted in karta bhokta. Like a tree is firmly rooted in earth, same way this karta and bhokta is firmly rooted in us. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, adascha mulaniyam santantadani karmanubandini manusya loke. So karma is in the form of karta bhokta. Karma is in the form of karta bhokta. Ahankar is first. In the creation theory also we have seen, from abhyakta came mahatattva, from mahatattva came ahankar, then came tanmatra, from tanmatra came panchamahabhut. So ahankar is very, very strong. So we all want recognition also, na? That boosts our ego. A rich person will like to express his richness by his talk, by his appearance, by his movement. You can make out that he is a rich person. So this vasana express as karta and bhokta. Shankaracharya will explain more about that. We'll see in our next class.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.
As most of you have heard, there is a Sampurna Bhagavad Gita Saptah at Chinmaya Mission Badri starting on Monday the 14th of this month. And so they have a procession on Monday with the Pothi Yatra. So that will be the beginning of the Saptah. And then it will end on Sunday the 20th. So the question is that we have Pujya Uncle Ji and Auntie Ji made arrangement for them to go to Badri for both Monday the 14th as well as Sunday the 20th. The question is if any of you is going during the week, please let Uncle Ji and Auntie Ji know. So from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, if you are planning to go in the evening, the discourses from Swami Shantananji are from 7:30 to 9. So if you are planning to go, please let Uncle Ji know which of the days are you going. and whether it will be feasible for you to take Vijay Uncleji and Auntieji. And even for them, they are not sure if they will go every day because they have other things going on here as well. But if you can relate, if you are going on certain weekdays, evenings, then if you can let them know, then they can plan, they can connect with you, and then we can finalize. As far as the evening dinner, there are boxed dinners available there, so you don't have to eat and go. You can simply go there, and there will be boxed things that you can enjoy. So please let Uncle Ji and Auntie Ji and Premal Ji know so that we can plan accordingly. Thank you.